Liquid Lounge Radio. It's your man DJ Metro hanging out with Miss Mila Lynn, one fantastic artist out of Lansing. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Awesome, awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I guess it depends on what you want to know.
Okay.
I've been doing art full time since 2018.
Okay.
So, you know, we're kind of getting into like knowing what we're doing now.
Okay, okay. So, how'd you get interested in art?
Okay, so I've always been interested in art. But I think that, you know, growing up in the school, you're not really taught to take it serious. It's like, oh, if you want to have a hobby, art is your hobby, you know? And same with sports. Like, if you want to play sport, like, that's a hobby. But you could potentially go to school full time for it. So,
right.
When I left high school, I was more so just, like, thinking about business and trying to, like, focus on what I was going to do to make money.
Mm.
And, like, art didn't even cross my radar. So, that's really unfortunate. But I feel like I learned the skills in between leaving high school and starting my art business to be able to be successful as an art business owner.
Okay, okay. So, you found your real niche after high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. So I know I've seen you on social media. I think one of my favorite ones would be you with the cards, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how did you come up with that creation right there? What thought process did you have to create that style of art?
Yeah, so that was me experimenting last year with getting out of the habit of doing so many commissions, because a lot of the work that I do is client-based. So although I'm creative and I still get to use those skills within that, it's still like what somebody wants. You know what I mean? I'm given like a list of different things of, oh, well, I wanted to have this incorporated and this incorporated. But I started telling people that I felt like if they had something in their house, it didn't necessarily say like, oh, that's a Mila Lynn, you know? It was like, this is an artist who I know that did really dope work, but nobody would walk in and be like, I know who did that. So I was trying to figure out who I was as an artist, as well as like what I wanted to represent. So that collection that you saw is called the Black is King collection. And, you know, my business is built around three things. I either want to uplift people, educate them, or inspire them. And specifically with how we're portrayed in the news and media, I feel like we either are victimized or villainized. And sometimes I just want people to be black, you know? And that'd be fun and that'd be beautiful. Or people feel, you know, like they just resonate with it, but it doesn't have to have a positive or negative connotation. So I did the cards because, you know, cards are fun. People use cards. But then also, like, you know, cards have value, right? When you say you gamble or you play a game, different suits mean different things. So I wanted to, you know, associate the culture with value that I feel like is not always placed on there in the right ways, if that makes sense. And then also changing like the faces to be happy faces, right? Like if you walk in somewhere and you see a whole bunch of smiling, melanated faces, like how are you gonna feel? And
right.
Not only to make that more common for like us to see in ourselves, but also for other cultures to like see that that's a normal thing.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Which sounds like, even when I did that for Art Prize, it sounded like so stupid to continuously tell people like, oh, it's normal to see happy black people and like it shouldn't be so taboo. But yeah, I feel like it was extremely necessary to do that.
Great, great. Okay, so we're hanging in the studio with Mila Lynn. Keep it locked right here, Liquid Lounge Radio.
What's up, guys? It's Mila Lynn. I'm a visual artist from Lansing, Michigan, and I'm rocking with Grander Radio.
Liquid Lounge Radio, hanging out in the studio with me, Miss Mila Lynn, the artist from Lansing. How's it going again?
You can't complain.
You can't complain.
I'm in the Liquid Lounge.
Exactly. I like that. So we before the break, we were talking about the collection of the car collection. What do you call that again?
The Black is King.
The Black is King collection. How has that been received amongst people that purchase it or people that have seen it?
Yeah, so I feel like the first piece that I did before I created the collection was a commission that inspired that. And everybody was talking about how they enjoyed the vibrant colors and they felt that it empowered them. And I think that all of those feelings carried over. But one of the important things to take away from it is, like, for instance, there was two portraits that I did, one of Malcolm X and one of Trayvon Martin. And you can tell that, like, the way that people perceive things based on how something is portrayed is completely different, because those two people didn't readily recognize, or maybe like half of the time people recognize, like Obama and Kobe, immediately people were like, right, okay, I know who that is.
Right.
But these two, you know, because the way that they've been, you know, portrayed in the media, Malcolm X for sure was villainized, and then, you know, just the way the coverage of Trayvon Martin's murder was done, I think that people took away, like, his innocence and the fact that he's a 17-year-old kid. So I want to paint him as a kid and, like, somebody's son. And with Malcolm X, paint him as, like, an individual who probably, you know, probably cut a joke every once in a while. So I think that there was a lot of feelings that people resonated with the artwork, but also just, like, they hadn't necessarily seen it done in that light. And it was playful, too, right? Like, you have these cards and the crowns, but I feel like it wasn't playful in the, like, oh, I'm making fun of people. It was playful, like, oh, I haven't necessarily seen it done like that. And so people wanted to ask questions, or people were curious, or people just, like, stood and looked.
Okay. Because, I think previous images, they're more dramatic.
Right.
And they're so non-playful, if you will. And you just turned it around, you know, put a happy scene to it, if you will.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay. So that was great. I love the collection personally. So I'm waiting on the part two. I know there's going to be a part two that's coming out. Yeah. So let me ask you this. With your artwork, do you do, like, lithographs or any type of print where people can get it that's not on canvas?
So, yeah, I do prints of my work. They come on this, like, Moab wrap material, but they're G-Clay prints.
Okay, yeah.
And with the Black is King collection, that's a limited set. So all the edition size is 50 for, like, each portrait. And there's so far 8 of them. Eventually there will be 16, because I want to do, like, the Jacks and Aces as well.
Okay.
But yeah, and then I have other artwork that, you know, still G Clay prints, but they might not necessarily be a limited collection. So, like, I also do collage work too, and that's really fun because I use this 3D lighting scanner, so you get, like, all the shadows and different things. So behind glass it looks like a real collage, but I'm like, no, that's a print. It's not a real thing.
Okay.
I just had to, like, nerd out for a second.
Okay. So can you, I'm going to go into my realm, can you take the photos and do something artistic with photos?
I think so. I mean, so the way I do the way that I've done collaging thus far is, like, taking magazines, because, you know, they have really vibrant colors, right? Whether it's for the ads or it's for the cover, because you want people to stop and look at each page. And I was like, wow, I really like these colors. So I'm going to cut them out and, like, paint with them. But I also like the fact that you can't recreate a collage, right? Like, everything's cut in a specific way, or you only have so much of whatever. So it would be interesting to do that with pictures. But I feel like I would like to be in a position where somebody supplies me the pictures and, like, make something out of that.
Right.
Rather than, like, let me choose this and let me choose that. Because it's like, now you have too much control, you know?
Okay. That's interesting, because, you know, my brain goes and I look at different things, and I have one mixed media print at home, and it's from newspaper, it's from painting, it's from everything, and it's really nice. So now I know that you came down here earlier, maybe it was last year, and you had a display at Muse. So any intention of coming back to Grand Rapids to display your stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've made good connections out here. I love Stephen Smith from Muse, so anytime that he's doing something, I'm like, let me know.
Right.
But, yeah, I think, you know, what I try to do is every once in a while when I have, I don't know, like, a group of things to display, it's nice to utilize their space or other spaces just because I'm still trying to grow into Grand Rapids.
Okay.
Obviously, the project I'm working on now will help.
Right. So we'll get into that project. Let's go ahead and get back into the music right here. Liquid Lounge Radio, DJ Metro, hanging out with Mila Lynn in the studio. Liquid Lounge Radio in the studio with Miss Mila Lynn, Lansing's finest artist. What's going down?
I appreciate that. I paid him to say that.
Yes, yes, yes. So you're getting used to Grand Rapids and you've been through Art Prize. Mm-hmm. Tell me, how was your experience with that?
So Art Prize was really good in terms of exposure. I feel like I met a lot of people, got a lot of eyes from all over, right? Because people are coming from Chicago, people even come from the other side of the state, people come from other states. So, but I think that had I had a better mindset about it going into it, I would have been more pleased with the outcome. Because I think if you go into it for exposure, you're definitely going to get that out. And then depending on where you show, it's really important, right? You don't want to show somewhere that is like not going to be a heavily passed through venue, because then you won't get that. If you're going into it to win, you probably want to do something that is like this huge must see. You know, like I don't want to do Art Prize and just put like one painting in, because that's great for exposure. But I think that I want to be, you know, moving forward, I'd like to be like in the running, right?
Right.
So I just didn't have any idea. Like, I had never been to Art Prize. People had told me to enter into it and I was like, I don't really know. And then the guy who was curating my venue, Monroe, he was like, yeah, you have to enter. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, all right. And he was curating a venue, so we were just able to connect through that. And you know, it was a beautiful display of the art pieces, so I was happy. And then I also did like this whole like meditation thing alongside it, but I feel like I should have chosen maybe like one thing. It was okay. Great to do both things,
right.
But perhaps like the meditation thing could have done like even a bigger way,
right?
And that would have been something very different, because it wasn't like anything anybody else had going on.
Okay, so you have future plans of coming back and displaying your work in Art Prize, trying to get that win.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm open to it.
Okay. So are you saying maybe... So you entered in what year?
Just last year.
Just last year. So 2022 maybe? Or you're going to wait to 2023?
Well, so I did put some collage pieces in for this year, but I haven't like done the due diligence to make the connection. So if I get in, cool. These were some pieces that I created back in 2019. So it was more okay. So like, oh, a lot of people don't know that I collage. So that would be a good thing to also put out there for exposure. And it's pretty different. Like, some pieces are kind of abstract and whatever. But when I make the point to be like, I want to do Art Prize, I'm coming. I'm coming with like a grand plan.
Okay. So you're here in Grand Rapids again, and you're working on the 49507 project. How's that going? And tell me about that.
That's been really great. So I actually found out about the project off the back of Art Prize. So Marcel Price, who is a founder, came to Art Prize. Me and Steven had some of my artwork in his art, his micro gallery that he did last year as his entry. And they messaged me like, hey, would you be interested in considering doing a mural in Grand Rapids? And it was like through Instagram too. So I was kind of like, maybe this person just like pulling my leg.
Okay, right.
But it's always one of those things where I'm like, well, let me just write them back, because you never know. And then they talked to me about the project and just like the listening sessions. And I felt like it really aligned with, you know, where I want to go as an artist. So I was like, yeah, of course. Okay. Sign me up.
Okay. So do you do a lot of murals?
So in the last year, I've started doing more murals, but most of them, all of them have been indoor thus far. This is my first outdoor mural.
Okay.
And then they all have been, again, like client-based, not really in the realm of public art in terms of like, create this based on this space, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Okay, so where can our audience find you on social media?
So on social media, it's Mind of Mila. So, you know, M-I-N-D, Mind, O-F of Mila, M-I-L-A. But some people don't know how to spell Mila, so you gotta let them know.
Yeah, that's
some people
true.
Don't know
that's
how to spell
true.
Mine either, so I'm just trying to check all the boxes.
Okay.
But that's my website as well, too, if people want to check out the artwork or just find out more about me.
Okay, awesome. So, guys, make sure you check out her website, check out her Instagram, and you'll definitely be hearing more from Mind of Mila. So I'm sure she'll be back here in Grand Rapids to display her artwork and maybe set up somewhere and sell some of that great artwork. I just love the art. He is King?
Black is King.
Black is King. You know, I'm going to have to look that up and get a close because I didn't get a chance to see it in person.
Right.
So I'll definitely have to see that in person and make a purchase. Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to wear with because it's pretty sweet. So keep it locked right here. More music coming up. Liquid Lounge Radio.